Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today, Volvo offers free home charging, GM's affordable EVs, and fast charging growth in the US. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you why we need to go EV as soon as possible to clean up the air in schools. On EV News China today, we're talking about the Buick Electra L7, a very impressive sedan. If only they'd sell those Buicks outside of China. The Fangcheng Bao off-roaders and Zeekr's 7X. And join me later for a bonus show called The Top 10 Forgotten EVs from Current Manufacturers. It'll be live tonight for patrons, and all Patreon exclusives go into the free feed after 7 days. If you want the content first, that's just one of the many member benefits, a bit like going ad-free on the podcast feed, and joining the Patreon exclusive members chat. It's called Kilowatt Confidential. Anything and everything goes in there. It's an amazing group of people. I don't have an agenda for it. We just chat about anything that's on minds and questions asked, and I put stuff in there. And you can join that only as a paid member of Patreon, patreon.com/EVNewsDaily, $5 or $10 a month to be an exec producer. It's how I earn a living these days. Patrons are a really important part of my income. So that's why, apologies, I have to ask for support now and again. Now, Volvo Cars will provide buyers of new fully electric Volvo models in Sweden a year of free home charging, and that starts in February next year. The scheme covers up to 5,150 kilowatt hours per year. That's on a big EX90 on the WLTP cycle, would be about 25,000 kilometres. And it's available to private customers who buy or lease fully electric Volvos in Sweden, subject to an active electricity retail contract with Vattenfall. Now, participants must enable smart charging in the Volvo Cars app, and that charging then shifts to lower cost, lower carbon periods. The app records energy usage and battery status, while Vattenfall credits the electricity cost on your monthly bill. And Volvo will treat the Swedish program as a pilot to inform a wider European rollout with local energy suppliers, and intends next year to add vehicle to everything, vehicle to home, vehicle to grid, vehicle to load capability, so that bidirectionality is a key part of future Volvos. I think it's really interesting. So offering free home charging if you go through the Volvo app with a certain provider like Vattenfall, and it records it in the app. I think we are heading towards, by the way, energy metering for EVs, because we pay 5% VAT on home electricity and also the 20% VAT on public charging. And so we get a cheap rate to charge our car at home. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to charge more for EV charging, but I think over the long term, actually in the medium term, so 5 to 10 years, I suspect more and more things like this will happen that will nudge you, because there's a benefit for you from Volvo and Vattenfall. You get your free charging for a year. But I think there is a general movement towards metering EVs. Now, if they put a meter on the side of your EV charger or as a display coming up and you see it ticking over, I think people would just plug in the old 3 kilowatt granny chargers or whatever and plug from a 3-pin socket. And that's dangerous, and you shouldn't do that at home if you can possibly avoid it. So I think we're being nudged towards metering EV. And then we can get billed separately. Octopus do it with the Octopus Intelligent Go tariff. They changed it in 2025. And so now you get your cheap home electricity, not for the whole house. You only get the cheap one if you plug in on your EV. And so little things like that happening. Yeah, I think we're moving towards some sort of metering, but not so obvious that it makes people push back and go, I don't want you to know how much energy I'm putting in my car. It's like the government knowing when I go to the petrol station. So, all right, let's move on. Let's talk about US public fast charger additions, continuing in Q3, slowing slightly. Paron reports 699, just one shy of 700. New fast charging stations came online in the United States between July and September. Actually, that's down a little bit from Q2. Paron's count differs from the US Department of Energy's count because Paron tracks stations that have been switched on. The DOE looks at installed stalls that may not be energized just yet. Deployment favored large sites and high-power equipment. Q3 added 4,061 ports in the United States, of which Tesla supplied 1,820 of them. That's more than the next 9 networks all combined. The supercharger network is growing at such a rip. It brings the US total to 34,328 stalls. Tesla's share of DC fast charging, though, was 53.2%. I think a year ago, now it's 44%. So as a share of the US, Tesla is getting smaller. But last quarter, Tesla installed, like I say, more superchargers than the next 9 all added together, which is, it's like one of the best bits of the Tesla business, isn't it? The supercharging is just incredible, not just because of how many they're building, and because generally they're good enough. Okay, they're not 400 kilowatt beasts, or the 1.3 megawatt charges that we see the likes of, you know, or megawatt charging from BYD in China. But it's like a lot of Teslas, it does a job, right? It's probably a cost, but they're putting in a lot of them. And I'd rather have more chargers that charge at maybe 200 kilowatts than fewer charging at crazy speeds. More non-Tesla drivers are now using superchargers, and that's, of course, another revenue stream for Tesla. Now let's move on. Mustang's Mach-E gets a California package. Ford is reviving the old California special on the 2026 model year Mach-E, echoing the 1968 option that honored the brand's Californian dealers. This package adds new exterior accents in rave blue and navy pier upholstery. It's not exactly like for like the 60s Californian edition. It's a $2,500 option, and orders start tomorrow. The GT, you have to get the GT, by the way, the Mustang Mach-E GT, and then you can put California package on top of it. 480 horsepower, dual motor, all-wheel drive, and the EPA estimates GT's driving range at 280 miles. Now, thanks to a fellow listener, Rajiv, who sent this one in from Car and Driver, General Motors is planning to expand the Chevy Bolt into a low-cost family of compact EVs. That's GM President Mark Rios saying on the Inside EVs Plugged In podcast. They're on a bit of a roll right now. They had RJ Scaringe from Rivian on recently, and now from GM, he turns up, the president, to talk about their new family of cheaper EVs. The revived Bolt returns next year, and he said it's the first of a family of Bolts. Now, they first used that phrase at an investor event a little while ago and said it again on that Inside EVs podcast. What is a family of Bolts, I wonder? Well, a series of, we know, compact EVs. I don't think it won't be like the Bolt and the Bolt EUV, or maybe it will. Maybe there'll be a crossover. Maybe there'll be a sedan Bolt. I don't know, as long as they're all around $30,000 and allow more people to get into electric mobility, gets a big thumbs up from me. Porsche has opened its 9th brand-exclusive charging lounge. This one is in Lower Saxony, in Evendorf, beside the Evendorf Autobahn exit on the A7, which links northern and southern Germany. It's the second Porsche lounge on the A7, alongside Estenfeld. The site provides 6 DC fast chargers. No, it's only 6, but it's also Porsche-exclusive, right? Up to 400 kilowatts. So Porsche says full power is available when all 6 are in simultaneous use, which is a really nice thing. No load balancing going on there when all of a sudden a bunch of Taycons turn up. Current generation Taycan will do 10 to 80 in 18 minutes, while a Macan takes 21 minutes. Access and lounge use require a Porsche ID. You can link your license plate inside the Porsche app, and that triggers the barrier to open as you drive up to it. Now, customer amenities include covered seating, a nice little speaker system, some lounge chairs, soft drinks, snacks, a coffee machine, soft drinks, and... water, two indoor washrooms, and free Wi-Fi. So if you have a Porsche and you want to go along to this exclusive... Personally, I love this. It's no skin off my nose. I don't drive a Porsche. I don't care. But like Tesla supercharging used to be back in the day, charging is a really interesting thing as an incentive, as a moat, if you like. The other charging lounges are in Bingen am Rhein, Hamburg, Ingolstadt, Leonberg, and Ringsheim. Probably muddled all of those names. Apologies to my German listeners. Plus, they have one in Koblach in Austria and Neon in Switzerland. Now, Nissan has joined up with BYD here in the European Union. Nissan's applied to join the emissions pool with BYD. Now, that's because there's CO2 fleet rules in place, and so if you join with other OEMs that might have excess credits, you can avoid paying fines. Other Japanese OEMs that have plans to pool with Tesla are the likes of Toyota, Suzuki, Mazda, and Subaru. According to automotive analyst Matthias Schmidt, the EU raised the targets by 15% versus the previous five-year period, setting a weight-based average fleet target of CO2 grams per kilometre through to 2029, with adjustment mechanisms and a three-year average assessment over the first 3 years. Now we see Nissan and BYD pooling their credits. Nissan historically pooled with Renault, of course, part of the alliance. So its move to BYD suggests Renault either lacks sufficient credits to offset the Nissan fleet, maybe Nissan's Leaf rollout is happening slower than they thought, and they need some more zero-emission credits. KBA data for the first 9 months of the year show Nissan's average German CO2 fleet was 133 grams per kilometre. A reminder, the limit is 93. So Nissan has work to do. BYD, of course, selling mostly zero-emission vehicles, some plug-in hybrids as well, 7.5 grams. Per kilometre. So plenty spare there as well. Nice revenue stream for BYD too, for not doing too much extra, but like Tesla have been used to in many places around the world for a very long time. Rivian has delayed their new features, the Kick Turn and the Rad Tuner software features that were announced in June and were going to be with the new Rivians, R1Ss, R1Ts, by the end of Checks My Watch last month. The company has said both will now arrive as a free over-the-air update sometime before the end of the year. Rivian confirming this to The Drive website, saying the features are unlike anything on the road today, and they're going to fine-tune their performance. The kick turn will only come to the quad motor versions of R1S, R1T, not for the first generation quads either that use the Bosch motors or the original electrical architecture. All right, let's talk some more Rivian right now. RV Tech is actually the name of the joint venture company between Rivian and Volkswagen. So they're seeking new headquarters, and they want to put them in Palo Alto. And that's really interesting. The company is targeting, according to this article, three floors, totaling 75,000 square feet, according to the San Francisco Business Times. New headquarters supporting rapid growth of RV Tech, the joint venture between Rivian and Volkswagen. Rivian treats Palo Alto as its second home after the Irvine headquarters. Big autonomy, AI, software, hardware work is all based there for Rivian. And mechanical engineering, finance, software, sales, legal teams also have offices there. According to the LinkedIn post by RV Tech, locations of the new Rivian-Volkswagen joint venture include Irvine, Palo Alto, Vancouver in Canada, and Belgrade, that's Serbia. Most open roles are for infotainment apps, while in Europe, RV Tech is recruiting in Berlin. Volkswagen was founded there, of course, before moving their headquarters to Wolfsburg, and now that's where they're setting up a new office for this joint venture. Rivian opened their first European R&D centre back in 2022. Now let's talk sodium batteries and a research by the Fraunhofer Research Production Battery Cell and the University of Munster finds sodium-ion batteries are close to industrial mass production and viable today for applications that don't need high energy density. The researchers say targeted material improvements will enable broader use, like EVs, over the medium term. Sodium ion cells tend to be less damaging to the environment, but currently store less energy than lithium ion cells, with a particularly pronounced volumetric deficit versus lithium ion phosphate, not gravimetric, which is weight. The authors report that optimizing the active materials and cell chemistries will narrow the volumetric and overall energy gaps and get closer to LFP. Replacing the synthetic graphite with hard carbon lowers environmental impact because synthetic graphite production is very energy intensive, while hard carbon can be produced in a very climate friendly way. Overall, the study positions sodium ion technology as near market options for lower density and for mainstream EV use, very close. Hey, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about EVs on the water, Germany's plan for commercial vehicle charging, and a hardcore Panamera plug-in hybrid. Stick around, back in a mo.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. Now, let's talk a little bit about going electric on the water. Let's go to Italy and Lake Garda. I've been on holiday. I'd love to be back in Italy's Lake Garda right now. Acqua Superpower unveiled its first marine fast charger called the Acqua 75 DC. You won't be surprised to hear it can supply 75 kilowatts of DC power. They use the CCS2 standard. A second station is being installed on the lake's opposite bank to enable zero-emission voyages for boaters on Lake Garda, which is absolutely stunning. And if that can go zero-emission one day and take combustion off the water, it just fits in perfectly with such a picturesque place. Nautica Feltrinelli is based on Lake Garda's western shore and was founded in 1919 by the Feltrinelli family, whose boat-building history goes back to the 17th century. The shipyard acts as an exclusive Italian importer as well for Austrian luxury boats and now adding marine fast chargers. That's such a cool little story, isn't it? Now, let's talk a little bit about a plan in Germany. I'll call it the Master Plan because, well, that's what Germans have called this. Master Plan, I'm taking this from electrive.com, which is in itself a German website. So I'm going with the German Federal Ministry of Transport and the Master Plan Charging Infrastructure 2030. Germany's Master Plan, it was weird saying it, says that explicitly they will target heavy-duty vehicles. This is in consultation phase at the moment. Presented by the Federal Transport Minister, it builds on the earlier frameworks and defines 40 measures grouped into 5 action areas, boosting demand and investment, simplifying how EV charging gets rolled out, enhancing competition and pricing, transparency, improving integration with the grid, and user-friendliness. And so the plan prioritises what they say is market-driven growth over individual subsidies for the commercial sector, using faster approval processes. That's a really important thing. Sometimes stuff gets tied up in paperwork and red tape, not just in Germany, but sometimes especially in Germany, for a really long time. From next year, new funding will support charging in multi-family buildings and upgrades to electrical systems, where similar programs for vehicle and bus depots remaining subject to budget approval. The government reconfirms a nationwide fast charging network for electric trucks along motorways and foresees equipping about 350 German rest areas with high-powered chargers for electric truckers. Regulatory simplification, grid integration, bidirectional charging also in focus, and the plan proposes extending the Electric Mobility Act so that we also pay attention to different abilities and needs. Now, the Porsche Panamera is a vehicle that I'm not sure I've mentioned in the last couple of years. It's there, it's out there, it's a plug-in hybrid. Hasn't got a particularly big battery and has been around for what seems like an absolute age. It's got better batteries over the time, but anyway, there seems to be like there's a new Panamera that takes inspiration from the Porsche Taycan, which is all electric, and going really hardcore with it in a plug-in hybrid form. So at the minute, they make a Turbo SE hybrid one, which is like 760 horsepower. And they think that Autocar magazine says that spy shots show this could be the Turbo GT version. So big vents and front wings, a big fixed rear spoiler, a big diffuser, round tailpipes. And we think this could be the equivalent of Taycan's Visac package. Plug-in hybrid versions of the Panamera get the active ride control that will lift the car up and down. The new model will be more powerful than the top one at the moment. The most powerful Porsche you can buy is the Taycan Turbo GT. So the best car they make at Porsche is an electric car. This will be the second best one they make, and it'll be a plug-in hybrid. Interior images show a roll cage behind the front seats. So two seats, like I say, Visac package, like a 911 GT3 or a Taycan Turbo GT. Future Panameras would have been on the SSP Sport platform for the third gen Panamera, but I think development on that has been halted. Now, this is a great story to finish with, but it's an entirely frustrating one for me. You may agree or disagree. London will install new air quality filters in more than 200 schools. A new £2.7 million programme is being rolled out by the London Mayor, Sir Sadiq Khan, which cuts classroom PM2.5. This is a good story. Right? We're spending a ton of money on filtering out PM2.5, but you can see where I'm going with this. The rollout will prioritise schools and areas with the highest deprivation, which is normally align with the areas of highest air pollution. We have areas where people can live that have the least affordability around often major routes, major roads, and the air quality for the poorest people in society is the worst. And it's the same in California, it's the same in London. Now, one particular school that was highlighted in this BBC article says that they've done other things, like they're having to build big barriers between them and the main road that goes past this school in the middle of an area of deprivation to try and deflect some of the CO2. They are trying to get their parents to not idle and turn off the cars outside school, which is really difficult because it's now approaching that time of year when your car gets all misted up and you get cold inside it. And so mums and dads often just sit idling, cars going nowhere for minutes on end, and they're putting air quality monitors around the school. City Hall Conservatives in London called the measure welcome news for air quality, but warned it would offset the removal of the congestion charge exemption. London next year is going to start charging EVs to go in. Until now, we've enjoyed some benefits of driving an EV in London. Conservative Assembly member Thomas Turrell saying the filters are good news for classrooms, but aren't going to reduce pollution across London City, across the capital, I should say, because the City of London's a small bit of it. They're now going to dissuade EVs from going into there by charging EVs a lot of money to drive into London. They accuse the mayor of pulling the rug from under EV drivers. I mean, you beat me to the punchline here, haven't you? Why are we driving around in disgusting, dirty diesel and polluting cars? And there are still car makers out there that are fighting EV. Toyota is so anti-EV in their online ads. We choose not to plug in. The future is hybrid. EVs are dirty. And so much anti-EV marketing. And it just seems so obvious to me. Why are we letting the car makers do what they want, which is make hybrid vehicles? Because it suits them. It suits the car makers to make more money from hybrids rather than going full electric. We let them do this. And they pull the wool over the eyes of politicians to say, well, we'll take the jobs out of your country, etc., etc. They blackmail them. It's not Toyota thing. It's all car makers. I'm not picking on Toyota, although I often do sometimes. But it's all of them. It's about, oh, you'll lose votes and we'll pull jobs from your country. And they pressure them into these concessions and negotiations and compromises. And then, because we treat our children so badly with disgusting air quality in their classrooms, then we have to go and retrofit PM2.5 filters at the cost of millions of pounds, or we could not encourage shabby hybrids, which still have massive engines, or plug-in hybrids, or EREVs, which still are big polluters, because we have a technology that's not just new, but it's starting to mature now in pure electric vehicles, and it makes absolute sense to clear up the air. And instead, we make the air dirty, and then we spend a ton of money, once our kids get sick, putting a little filter in the side of their classroom, and we pat ourselves on our back. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse Global Public Charging, made simple with one app and one map. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.